Right now I'm with Colt, who is a member of the State Fair Community College Ag Department. Colt, you said this is your second year, so you'll be graduating before too long.
Yeah, this is my second year here at State Fair Community College. I'll be graduating with an ag business degree here in May and plan on going back to the family farm.
You said family farm. Where's your family farm?
We're from around Herman, Missouri, down in a little town, Rhineland, with 200 people down there, so it's a little bitty town down there.
I've been to Rhineland. I tell you, we went down to the Oktoberfest just a couple of years ago, and everybody told me, well, this is great, but you ought to come to the MyFest. It's a lot bigger, a lot more fun.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is big, but MyFest is a lot bigger. It's warmer out, and it's a great time down there.
On your farm, what do you raise?
We have row crop. We got about 3,000 acres of row crop, and then we got about 100 mama cows, so keeps us busy, that's for sure.
I would say they probably will appreciate you being back on the farm, right?
Yeah, definitely. These 2 years have been tough on them. They're ready for me to get back, so in May, I'm going to get a rude awakening, I think, of all the stuff I'm going to have to do.
At State Fair, do you have an organization from the college?
Yes, we are the Ag Club. I'm actually the president of the Ag Club down there. We have about 75 students in our club, so it's a pretty big club on campus. Probably one of the biggest clubs. We do a lot of stuff with the community and just on campus in general.
Are there other things you've done through the year since you've been here?
So we do the Christmas parade, Jingle on the Green, stuff like that. Through the college, we take about 15 students to PAS, which is a sisterhood of FFA. Here on spring break, we'll be going to Minnesota to compete for nationals. So,
oh, excellent. I was just going to mention FFA. I'm sure you were in FFA. Where were you in FFA?
I went to Herman High School, so just 5 miles up the road.
What was your SAE project?
My SAE project was market steers and fat cattle.
Now it's so diverse, you can live in the middle of the city and be an FFA and so many different areas you can go into.
That's pretty cool now, you know, your SAE can be working at a florist or a coffee shop, so the diversity of it is pretty awesome. You know, it gets the kids that aren't able to have the farm experience that most of us have to be able to still be involved and stuff and still get their hand in the farming community.
If you had somebody that wanted to be an FFA, would you recommend it to them and why? Same as State Fair Community College, the Ag Department there, would you recommend it and why?
With FFA, I would definitely encourage it. Like I said earlier, you know, you get to meet people that you might not get the opportunity to meet just going through high school, not being in any clubs. That's in any club in general. Get out there and try to meet new people, you know, don't just go to school and come home. With State Fair Community College, I would encourage the same thing, you know, put yourself out there. It's a great time, you know. You get to meet new people, so it's definitely an experience that you should get to do.
It's been great visiting with you. Wish you the best of luck as you get back to the farm.
Thank you very much.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.